from the top, and I ring out a grapevine. And I've been hunting yard sales. Okay, well, between you and Bob, then I should be able to get them fixed up and get enough to just do that little top section on that. But yeah, so.
I may even have some dry air one.
I prefer the green, because they tend to, they do it for me anyways, and then they form to the wreath. But yeah, so Uncle Robbie's gonna send me a huge box of long leaf pine needles. Yep.
Oh, you're not getting the grooms, just the needles.
Just the needles, because I want to make grooms. And 2 years ago, my aunt sent this huge box of nothing but cotton balls. So if you want cotton balls, I've got cotton balls off the wazoo. And they're cool for decorations, and they're the real thing. People are making them out of cotton balls. I've got them saying, I got the real thing right here.
If someone's pitch does something.
They're prickly little.
Yes, they are.
I mean, really, that's a tough life.
Yeah, someone says.
She meant to get these, because I know Uncle Robbie doesn't grow cotton. I mean, he does peanuts and other things, but he doesn't do cotton. So I don't know where she found those at.
Well, less than 5 days now. It used to be 5 days.
No, no, no. It's, well, you have to, the meetings.
Like somebody with an orchard, you want apples.
I can't remember what I called them, but one is like the select board, and I don't know what the planning commission would be, because we don't.
For minutes?
Yeah. You might know, Bob, the changes to the open meeting laws.
I haven't heard yet. I heard they were coming. I haven't heard what they were going to be.
I think that they passed them on the end of May. At least that's what I got in a little notice from the Rutland Regional Planning Commission. And meetings have to be recorded, which that's not a problem. I record meetings for you guys, but I think you have to have.
All meetings, like.
No, that's where they have them in two different categories, and I wasn't sure where this commission fell.
I would bet you it's, has to be.
Okay.
You know, because if somebody's property is affected.
Mm-hmm. But they said, I think you have to have them accessible to the public for at least 30 days. The recording or the video has to be accessible to the public for at least 30 days. No, don't have to be video. The recording, I think, is fine. I think they just need to have an auditory way of having the minutes.
Well, we gotta clean ourselves up in no way.
You guys aren't that bad.
Not just written minutes, it's requiring the recorded minutes.
And I just read the little handout that he had, so I don't know if the editor.
It could be very troublesome, because I know it's maybe the great happens.
And usually I get something from regional or something soon, but I didn't.
They have a training coming up sometime soon on it, but. So anyways, I didn't know what you wanted. I will send the voice recording again if that's needed.
Well, can you transmit the voice recording, the file?
Yes, I can send it an audio file.
Want to do that, if it's not a hassle, send it and I'll just leave it there. And if someone wants it, make everybody aware.
You can put it on the website too.
Well, I put the minutes on the website. I kind of prefer we don't put it. We don't have to. Everything that's recorded, you know.
Well, there is. We're just saying, clean up the act. Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard.
Well, sometimes it's very interesting to go off topic.
It is. But. And then we pay for it later.
Trust me. Although there are a few recordings of the villages that was a little different on topic recording.
So I've never seen this before. The most notable board of selectmen? Is that the way you
address your selectmen? I don't know. I don't know the proper way to address selectmen would be, but that is how she did it, right? Oh, okay, for the time off.
Yeah, but I've never seen it that way before.
Written that way. Somebody's idea must be a formal way to address a board of selectmen.
Let me tell you what it's from. It must be from Joe.
So what was that?
We didn't get that thing.
Well, I copied it. Did you send it?
Oh, is this from minutes from the... Hold on. I think this was my... Did you print off your own minutes? Because I made a mistake on them. And Mr. Adams caught my mistake. So you just have the thing from the last meeting, the meeting previous to June 5th.
I didn't do that one. I just did...
I know. But when I sent the minutes, I had not deleted that email off. So that email is from May 15th minutes. And so I hadn't deleted that off, and Mr. Adams caught that I had added an attachment that wasn't supposed to be there.
And I printed it out again for the minutes for tonight, so it was taken care of for you.
Now, does the Sheldon Road on Route 30 connect to the Sheldon Road on 22?
On Route 30?
Yeah, right past the grade school. If you go up just a little bit further, there's a little sign that says Sheldon Road, and it takes off to, it goes west. And I was just curious, does that connect to Sheldon?
Are you talking about Castleton Grade School?
Yes. It's right there on Route 30.
Past the school.
It's on the left.
There is a road.
It does not? Well, that's when I do it, take a trip someday, just go up and see what it meant.
No, it ends.
Does it?
Not too far up.
Interesting.
Well, please call this meeting in order. Review the minutes and approval of the minutes. Entertain a motion for that.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
You want a second?
I wasn't here. Can I second it?
Sure, why not?
All right, I'll second it.
This is pretty much what happened. We're in and out.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. The new business is moving forward with the downtown designation. I was hoping for some materials to hand out. I haven't gotten them from Devin yet. I think he may be on vacation. So the only thing I would think is let's shoot for starting that kind of thing in September. You know, after the summer thing, everybody.
So what do we have to do with this? I mean,
we may end up having to change a couple of things in the zone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is the EDC part of this or just?
Yeah,
they're the ones that spearheaded it, I think.
Because
they were talking about doing that when I was on there.
Yeah, and I want to get those guys. I'll talk to Glenn next Tuesday.
And, so if you're working with them, don't you have to have a joint meeting?
Yeah. Well, if we have more than three selectmen, we do. But if it's just the EDC and them, we would just host it as us two in the meeting, us
the two committees,
two committees, two meetings.
Because Glenn is part of the EDC, they kind of.
Need a selectman too, so if two selectmen, they actually have two selectmen, I think. Mike Doran may be on it. So if that's the case, then we have to post it as three joint meeting between three different entities. We actually played golf together and broke the rules. Because we didn't post a meeting.
I just quickly found that on the internet and printed it out for you all.
Thanks.
So.
Maybe. So this would be homework over the summer, your summer homework, to read this and see where we're at.
Yeah, because I'm not exactly sure what this is going to do for us.
Well, that's the other thing. I want to make sure that everybody down here is aware of that. I don't want to go through the same thing we went through this summer.
No, sir, let's not.
I thought that this just allowed grants.
Well, it allows grants, but it changes. I think there's all kinds of rabbit holes you can go down, you know, design and architectural and all kinds of things.
And also they have, if this is part of that, Something America, I still keep getting emails from them. It also gives you, there were some other benefits besides just the grants. They also had something else in there, if I remember correctly.
So, anyways, that's that. I wanted to get some insight from Devin and his clan about exactly what can happen. And I'm sure he'll call me when he gets back if he's gone. Have you talked to him yet?
No.
I think he must be in a big deal.
So, has the town plan gone through?
Yep, everything's good.
can I get a clean color copy from someone? Would Joe be able?
Joe's got a color copy of it.
And it's, I'll have to double check to see if the final revised version is posted.
Yeah.
On the website.
Yeah. That would be good.
This is the one we approved, right?
Oh, I was just looking at those tonight and went, oh my God, how many of these do I have to keep?
That's all.
I thought I had one after March 7th.
We have one that's clean, it doesn't have that side.
Oh, okay. All right, so this is not the final one in this week. Okay, so then I'll have to.
We should all have, if you don't have one, I think I've got a copy from this, from the planning commission. I got one from the select board, so.
Yeah.
As a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it doesn't look like I have one.
So there's no need to keep all those other.
Well, that'd be good to know then, so I can get rid of the other stuff.
Any other business? No mail to review? Public comment? All right, I would like to publicly comment. I'm glad the air conditioner is on. Motion to adjourn would be in order.
I will make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second?
Second.
That's a spirit.
Sorry about that.
All those in favor?
Bro, guys, long meeting.
Aye, aye. Onward and upward.
Yes.
Anything for next time that you will?
I got a comment yet.
Not that I know.
And do you all want to have a meeting next time?
Well, that's a good question.
On the.
They're already off task.
It's on the 5th, so I don't know what July.
July 3rd. It's Thursday, July 3rd.
What I was going to do on the.
You're looking at June.
I'm looking at the wrong day.
Right in front of each big window, it's going to put a thing right there.
I won't be here.
Now or job towards July?
If all we got to do is prove the minutes, we can push it off to the next meeting.
Okay, I'm just thinking that.
Is that right with you guys?
I'm sorry.
Meeting's over, you have the right.
Okay.
But is all right, we just not have a meeting July 3rd and push it off until the.